Today we'll be discussing a very interesting halachic shaila, and that is, may one daven when essay or even enter a shul while carrying a gun or a weapon? This is extremely relevant for those who are in the Israeli army. They're carrying guns on them all the time, or even for those, sometimes in America you have certain people that they feel they need to carry a gun for protection. The question is, are there any issues with davening while carrying such a weapon? And what are the possible heterim? Before we begin, as always, a rav should be consulted and this should not be relied upon for halachic psak. The Arches Chaim of Lanil, one of the great Rishonim in Dinei Beis Knesses, O Zion, writes the following: because of Haram Zal, Oser Likone Sham Besak in Aruch, you are not allowed to enter a shul with a long knife, Mipnei Shehatfilo Maruch Yom of Shaladim, because prayer extends the life of a person, Vasakin Mikatze Yamav, and a weapon cuts down the life of a person. Meaning, what the Arches Chaim is telling us is that you're not allowed to enter a shul to daven while carrying a weapon, because davening and a shul extends the life of a person. Tefillah is Maruch Yamav, and a weapon, it cuts your life short. So how could you carry a weapon while davening? It's like a contradiction. He ends off, "V'igil of harafzal miu'ein lochush kim v'gil ha'arosh," and the Rav says you're not allowed to even enter without a head covering. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Vav writes the following: "V'yesh oisrim, there are those that aser likanes bo, to enter a shul b'sak in aruch with a long knife, oy b'rosh megula, or with your head uncovered." So clearly the Mechaber is telling us that it's an issue to enter a shul with a weapon is not allowed. The Poskim comment, this is brought down by the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Simin Yud Ches, that the issue is not only entering a shul, the issue is always davening Shmona Esrei with a gun would not be allowed. The Tzitz Eliezer says, "V'gam l'rabbi she'asa l'spala afilu b'bayis k'shem olav," you're not allowed to daven at all when you're carrying a weapon, d'zil b'asa time, because think about what's the reason. What was the reason that Arches Chaim says you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to enter a shul with a gun, is because tefillah extends life and a gun cuts life short, or a knife, for that matter, any weapon. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, it's not specifically a shul. You're never allowed to daven Shmona Esrei while carrying a weapon, because the weapon cuts life short, and tefillah, prayer, extends life, and therefore it'll always be an issue. The Tzitz Eliezer just says that entering a shul, even if you don't plan on davening, is a problem by carrying a weapon. But when you're davening, even at home, it's a problem. That also seems to be the opinion of the Tshuvas Be'er Sarim. It may be worthy of note that the Kafachaim in Simon Sadi Al Sivkat and Chavtes writes, "Vani Shemati b'shem Mikubalim." He says that he heard from Mikubalim, "Shemaz Hirin Shalilisa Lov Shum Davar Shal Barz B'Shas Tefillah." This is just, agav, as they say, that Mikubalim were careful that you shouldn't carry any form of metal on you when you daven. Again, I don't know whether we pass in that way, but it's definitely should be noted when you're carrying a weapon. However, Rav Vad Yosef Zatzal in Chilik Hei Simon Yud Ches of Yichavidah feels that the whole issue was only davening in a shul, but when you daven at home, it's not a problem. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Where does the Shulchan Aruch quote this halacha? The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha not in Hilchas Tefillah, not in the laws of Tefillah, but in the laws of Beis Knesses. He doesn't bring it down in the laws of Tefillah. He brings it down later on in the Hilchas Beis Knesses, in the Chelek Beis of Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch. So why does the Shulchan Aruch not quote it for Hilchas Tefillah? So says the Rav Avad Yosef, it must be that it's only an issue when you daven in a shul, because the holiness of the shul and the holiness of tefillah together, that's when it's a problem to carry a weapon. But carrying a weapon when you're davening at home would not be an issue. So that seems to be a machlokas between the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Avad Yosef. He says that this is also the opinion of the Mati Yehuda. I also saw in the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat in Perek Yud Beis Ha'ara Mem Beis that he says he also seems to feel this way, because he says that if you have to carry a weapon, it's better to daven b'yichidus outside than to enter a shul and daven with a minion. So clearly he feels that daven b'yichidus at least is better than davening in a shul. Okay, so it seems to be that it's just to summarize, it's a machlokas haposkim whether you're allowed to daven. You're definitely not allowed to daven in shul while carrying a weapon. It seems that it's a machlokas haposkim whether you're allowed to daven anywhere while carrying a weapon. According to Tzitz Eliezer, it's a problem anywhere, and even entering a shul, even not for davening, is a problem. According to Rav Yosef, it's only a problem when you enter a shul and daven there. Either way, what's the heterim? Because we know Israeli soldiers you know, that could be life-threatening, so that could be pikuach nefesh. Anyways, all these halachas don't apply, but when it comes to a person who carries a weapon, we know people carry a weapon, and they come into shul, and they daven, or they daven at home. So what's the halach? So what's the heter? So the Teret Tamima focuses on a very interesting lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. I quoted before, I'm going to read it one more time. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh osim, that those that prohibit likanes bo besakan aruch, to enter a shul with a long knife, oy bereish megula, or with your head uncovered, with an uncovered head. It seems that these are two independent halachas. One, you're not allowed to enter a shul with a weapon. Two, you have to wear a yarmulke when you enter a shul. They seem to be two completely independent thoughts. And that's very odd, says the Torah Tamima. It's in Bamidbar Chaf Hei Zayin. Why would the Shulchan Aruch in one line have two completely independent thoughts that have no connection? And in addition, maybe we'll talk about this in a different date, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet and in other areas talks about the obligation for a yarmulke. The obligation for a yarmulke was discussed in other areas, so why is he repeating it here? So says the Torah Tamima, the Shulchan Aruch does not have two independent thoughts. It's one thought, meaning the Isser is davening with a weapon that is uncovered. Meaning, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Asli kanis ba besakin aruch ay bereish megula, what it means is, the whole issue is only when the knife, the uncovered, is not talking about the head of a person, it's talking about the head of the knife. Meaning, the whole issue is only when the knife is uncovered. I saw also that Rav Victor Nevensel Shlita, in his Pirish B'Yitzchak Yikare Amishabura, he also writes that, he says that he quotes the Torah Tamima, and he says, "Uvachi chase pib machata ukiyotzibai," which means that if you cover the tip of the machine gun with the leather strap, or let's say with a holster, with a pistol with a holster, then it'll be mutter. Now, the Levush doesn't hold this way. The Levush clearly writes in Simen Kufnun Aleph Sifvav that when the Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to go with a knife and with your uncovered head, it means the uncovered head of a person, and it's two independent thoughts. And according to the Levush, there's an issue with the gun. Even if you cover the gun, it's still a problem. Now, however, the El Yerabah in Simen Kufnun Aleph Ois Yud does hold like the Torah Tamima, and he says that if the weapon is covered, it's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan also holds this way, and the Aruch HaShulchan adds, that's perhaps why the Shulchan Aruch, when it's describing a weapon, what does it say? The Shulchan Aruch is funny, he doesn't say a knife. He says Sakan Aruch, a long knife. Why does it have to be a long knife? Even if it's a short knife, it's a problem. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, perhaps the reason why he picked a long knife is because a long knife was practically very difficult to cover. If you have a knife that has a 4-foot blade, it's very hard to cover it. So when the Shulchan Aruch says it's an issue with a Sakan Aruch, it specifically picked a Sakan Aruch because the Shulchan Aruch holds the whole issue of a weapon is only when it's uncovered. And that's why he picked a long knife, because a long knife is more difficult to cover, and that's why it's more practically going to be an issue. Now, it would seem from Avigdor Nevensel and from all these poskim that just covering the gun with a piece of leather, like with the holder or with a holster, would be okay. However, the Tzitz Eliezer writes that according to Rav Yaakov Emden, it seems that it's not enough to just cover the weapon. The weapon has to be covered in such a way that it's not visible to outsiders. Meaning, putting a pistol in the holster will only work if you're wearing, let's say, a coat on top, and no one can tell that you're carrying a weapon. But if you're carrying like a machine gun, like they do in Israel, you're carrying a M16, and you just happen to cover it with a thin piece of leather, according to Rav Victor Nevensel, according to the Torah Tamima, perhaps it'll be okay. But according to Rav Yaakov Emden, it seems that you have to cover it in a way that'll become concealed. The Tzitz Eliezer does say another heter, which may not be practical for soldiers or for policemen, but he says that if you remove the bullets of the gun, it'll be mutter. Meaning, because he feels that when a gun without bullets is not a weapon anymore. The issue is only a weapon that's right now capable of damaging and killing a person, but a gun without a bullet, if you take the bullets out, it's not allowed. I know that policemen, I have a friend of mine who's a Orthodox policeman for the NYPD, and I don't believe you're allowed to remove all the bullets. I think they always have one bullet in the chamber. So that may not be such a heter. So again, just to summarize the poskim, it seems to be that it's an issue to daven in shul while carrying a weapon. Outside of shul is a machlokas. Even coming into shul, the Tzitz Eliezer holds as a problem. Again, that might be a machlokas. The heterim would be, according to the Torah Tamima, and according to the Aruch HaShulchan and the El Yerabah, if you conceal the weapon, if you cover the chamber of the weapon, the the barrel of the weapon, then it'll be okay. Or if you put the pistol in a holster, it'll be fine. According to Rav Yaakov Emden, it seems that it has to be covered in a way that it becomes concealed. The Tzitzliezer says that if you remove the bullets, then it'll be fine. Now again, if you can't do any of this, say having a soldier, the Tzitzliezer himself comments that if you're dealing with a soldier who's on guard and he can't remove his weapon, then of course there's no hatter. But you're dealing, if it's dealing with someone that's possible that he doesn't have to carry the gun, he chooses to carry the gun, then we should try to have some of these hatterim, which is either remove the bullets, or if you can't remove the bullets, then at least try to conceal it in a way that it, the average person can't see it. Again, if you're a soldier, it's pikuach nefesh is daich everything, but if it's able to be avoided, I know that Tzitzliezer thought that it's possible to take your gun and take it off you and put it on the ground next to you. I don't believe that that's at all possible in shul, especially. Maybe if you're outside of shul, that's another hatter. You should just at least remove the gun from you, put it on the table in front of you when you're at home and you're davening alone. That's possibly such a hatter. Again, a rav should be consulted. All questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.